A state-appointed lawyer representing Florida ratepayers through the Office of Public Counsel argued Thursday that citizens got a raw deal in a March 2012 settlement between the state and Florida Power and Light. That deal allowed the state's largest utility to increase base rates through 2016 in order to recover costs incurred by building new power plants. The attorney, Joseph McLaughlin, says his office wasn't given a seat at the negotiating table.
No settlement could take place that was unacceptable to the utility, but settlements could take place that are unacceptable to the statutory representative of all the citizens. We don't ask for any special advantage. We ask for the equal footing that would allow us to represent the citizens in the manner that this court in the Mayo case said the legislature intended.
In the Citizens v. Mayo case, the Florida Supreme Court ruled citizens are entitled to representation in any deals reached between utilities and the Public Service Commission. But Alvin Davis, Florida Power and Light's lawyer, says the Office of Public Counsel knew about the deal well in advance.
They were invited to participate in the settlement when it was first broached by FPL. They signed a confidentiality agreement so that they could obtain the information. For whatever reason, they declined to participate in the settlement. Now, the argument is, well, you should have come back to us or you were waiting for us. That's not the point. They knew there was a settlement being considered.
Residential customers can expect their average rates to go up about $9 a month. But utility officials say that number is closer to $3 a month because of increased efficiency. The Florida Supreme Court doesn't have a deadline to decide on the case. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.